Hey everyone, Patrick here, and I was thinking I could do a little bit of a very early impressions on Wave, since I got my Google Wave invite earlier in the day. So I had a little bit of time to play with it, and so here are my first impressions. The first question that everyone asks, I guess, is it going to replace email? And for their presentation a few months ago, the Rasmussen brothers said this is going to be the email of today. And I guess it could be. At its core, the very basic, simple functionality of Wave could be used just to do exactly what email does today. But it sort of makes email irrelevant at this point, because it's like trying to, trying to ask, can a car do what a horse does? Well, you don't really need a horse if you have a car. All right, that's a funky analogy, but you know what I mean. You don't really need to see it in those terms anymore. If you have that you thing, you don't really need to replace what you did before, because it's not needed anymore. That being said, it is a little bit complicated to understand and to know how it works. I mean, it took me a little bit of mucking around and trying out different things, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes to sort of get grasp the beginning of the features of Wave and to reach that, okay, I can do what I was doing with email level. And I don't see people who are not as tech-savvy as me and probably you understanding this fast enough for a widespread, quick, fast adoption rate. So, obviously, even if it was wonderful, it would take, 5, 10 years, whatever, to replace email. But with this sort of complexity, it might be a serious barrier to entry. And this is something that obviously can be addressed. I mean, it's just not even a beta at this point. So it can be addressed. It can be made into something that's more approachable for basic users, and I think it probably will be by the time it comes out. But so the answer is it could replace email, and the more important answer is it might not even need to, because it has so much potential. You can do so much with it that it changes the way you think about communication. Just remember that this is basically a really first impressions, and I've been playing around with it for 2 hours, so I really don't know what I'm talking about. But that's really the point of this whole thing, which is it's so complex and so it has so much potential that no one really knows what it's going to be and what it's going to enable us to do. So it might turn out that it's really just a gadget, and it will flake out in a year or two, and it might turn out to be something wonderful that really changes the way we envision communication via the internet. So I guess there is no definitive answer here, but hey, what do you want? I've been using it for 2 hours. The thing is, people might be disappointed when they look at it for the first time after the whole huge hype, but I look at it and think that there is definitely this potential that was hyped to begin with. It's not just not present at the moment. So that's something to keep in mind. Anyway, that's my very quick review from the bus and the public transportation of Paris. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will keep you up to date with more information as I find out more myself. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.